How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Stacy, thank you so much for joining me on the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How did you find Organize 365?
Well, about a year ago, I was driving to work and I had a 30-minute commute and I was tired of radio. So I found podcasts, which is I'm a little late to the game. And then I found you and I started listening to you about 30 minutes on the way to work, 30 minutes on the way home from work. I bust through the door telling my husband, this is what Lisa said. I think I was tired of hearing about you after a few weeks.
That is funny. So tell me about your husband and all the people that live in your house.
Yeah. So I am married to a Greg as well. And I have two kids from a previous marriage who are 18 and 14 teenage girls. So that has its own issues. And then we got married about 6.5 years ago and we decided he didn't have any kids. And I said, I could have more. And so we now have a 4-year-old girl and a 2.5-year-old boy. So 18.
Oh my goodness. And a half. You're busy.
I am.
And you work outside the home still? That's where you heard me on the commute?
Yeah. So I am taking over our family business.
Wow.
So I work full time. My husband works part time and then also stays home with the kids part time. So he kind of does the stay at home dad routine. And then I also started, you know, because I have all this free time, started an organization business. So,
oh, congratulations. That is awesome.
Yeah, I had one a long time ago and then the economy tanked and no one was getting anything organized. So went back to work for the family, but it's such a passion of mine. So recently I thought I can do this.
And I do think, I mean, it is a lot. I mean, you have 4 kids, 2 completely different age groups, your family business, your personal business, what your husband does. It is a lot, but I like the complexity of life. Like as soon as I get it pared down and streamlined, I just create chaos anyway. I mean, so I just think it's so fun. And I love all the different things that I do, as I'm sure you're the same way. Like there are different things that you do with your teenage daughters than you do with your little kids, than you do in professional organizing or that you do in your family business. So it keeps you young.
It does. It keeps me busy. And if not, I come up with a bunch of ideas. So I know my husband probably gets excited when I just settle on one for a while.
Mine too. Sounds like we're very parallel. Like we have very parallel lives. Although I don't have 2 little kids. Sorry. I'm not adding that in. I'd be happy to come play with yours, but I'm not going to add those in. So you started listening to the podcast and then what made you decide to want to actually start getting organized in your home?
We had just moved into 1,000-square-foot house with a garage that had been converted to a family room and our area is so expensive to live in. And so we needed 4 bedrooms and, So we moved in and we had a 2,400-square-foot house. We had 2 storages and we just started putting stuff in our house and it did not fit. And so we just had stuff everywhere. Then we had another child and now we needed a 5th bedroom and it was just a lot of chaos going on. And with all of us living in 1,000, now probably about 1,400 square feet, once you included that family area, it was definitely like, okay, we've got to do something with all of this stuff.
And so what did you do? How did you get started? What time of year was it? What did you do first?
We started just kind of going through things. It was fall. Fall's my time. I love fall. To me, that's my new year. The new year around Christmas doesn't really mean anything to me. I just feel like it's the middle of winter, so nothing changes. But fall, kids go back to school. That's kind of my new year. So we started then, but it was a little more slow going. Husband wasn't quite ready to get rid of stuff. I was more on let's get rid of everything. But So we started in fall, and then I started listening to you, I believe, in the spring, January. So that was gave us some more momentum. And then by the time we did the 100 days, which was, we just did that last May, he was really on board at that point, and he was ready to get rid of stuff.
Okay, so you had already started organizing before you heard the podcast, before you started the 100 days. So if you were already organizing and you were already having success getting organized, what made you decide to add the 100 days into the mix?
I just felt like I kept walking around reorganizing things and over and over again. And I'm like, I need direction. And, you know, I've organized before, and it's like I almost forgot how to do it a little bit. And just in, I have such tiny spaces. And so it was really needing help and a little, step-by-step process. That's what I love about the 100 days is it's manageable. We have the tiniest kitchen. And it was just kind of keeping us focused and not going, where do we start? And one of the best things since I have little kids that I've heard you say that I never really realized was that we felt like it was organized and then 3 months later it wasn't working. Well, that's because toddlers now were taller and they could reach stuff and we had to redo everything. So I think we were doing that and feeling like, well, maybe we're not doing this right.
When actually you were doing it right. It just needs to be done a lot until your youngest is like 5 and then you could start to slow down a little bit. So it is normally when you do the 100 day program 3 times through your house and you're done, unless little asterisks, your kids are under the age of 5, then just keep doing it until your youngest is 5 and then you can be done or on maintenance. They do. Exactly. They just change so much and we forget. And we want to set it and forget it. And there's nothing about a child under 5 that is set it and forget it.
No. And all the stuff they have, because they have all this stuff. And then it's like, okay, we're out. We just have strollers now. So it's kind of nice. We're out of all the big swings and play things and all that stuff that just takes up so much room.
Yeah, that is nice. As they get older, you will fit into that house better, but then they'll actually bring stuff in on their own. That'll be interesting as well.
Yes.
So, what was the first time when you noticed something was organized that wasn't organized before?
I think just being able to walk home and going, there's no piles. That was my biggest thing. Cause I felt like for a long time, especially we had a lot of furniture in our house and it was like, oh, let me shimmy through this area to get to this. And I need to dig through this pile to find this. So it was just the fact that we could come home and kind of sit for a minute and not have to dig through a pile, move a pile. That's kind of when I started noticing that, okay, this is working.
I love that. Okay, so we haven't really mentioned this before. Maybe you didn't do this, but did you declutter furniture?
We did it. Yes, we did, because we had 2 households, and when we got married, of course, and we combined that into a 2,400 square foot house. So when we came into a 1,000 square foot house, we had pieces of furniture that we liked. And so it was kind of like, what do we get rid of? So we had piles of furniture and that was hard to decide, okay, or something we just absolutely love, but it doesn't fit in this space.
Right.
And realizing that it's not cost effective to save it for what if we have a bigger house that it'll fit in 10 years. It's just not worth to save it. So that was some hard days trying to be like, okay, what's the big picture here? And does this fit in our picture right now? No. Okay. It's got to go.
So I love talking about this decluttering of the furniture because so often I think when you hear the word decluttering, you think I have to go through my socks and underwear. I need to go through the kids' toys. I need to figure out what utensils we use in the drawers. And sometimes maybe we ignore the really, really big things that are in our house that also could be decluttered just because they've always been there or we've always had it or it was really expensive to get or it's really complicated to figure out how to get rid of it because it's big and heavy and getting rid of or even buying new furniture like a sectional couch versus 2 couches in that play space family area to make enough room for your younger kids to run but enough seating for when your teenage girls have friends over, that makes a lot of sense and not something I would have normally started thinking about in the beginning.
Yeah, and because we have a small house, we needed to really get pieces of furniture that could store a lot. We had a lot of beautiful, fun pieces, but they had no storage. And so we needed to find pieces that really did multiple things in one room.
Yeah, totally. So as you started getting organized, what has happened that you did not expect to happen?
I think my husband getting on board, he's always a team player. He always just is great at like, let's do this. But he's a little bit of a hoarder, loves to keep stuff. He has stuff from when he was in high school. And I think he was finally ready by the time we started the 100 days, he was finally ready to, I mean, I was impressed with how much he was getting rid of, because we had gone through stuff before and it was like, oh, I got rid of these three things. And now we went through our closet and he got rid of a bag, and I was like, a bag, a black garbage bag of stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I think that was helpful that he got on board and was ready. I think also living in the clutter a lot, you know, made him be like, okay, we got to do something.
Yes. As the kids, the kids keep getting bigger. Pretty soon the girls are going to be adult size if they aren't already. And yes. I remember standing in our kit, you know, we have a 2,400 square foot house, so bigger than what you're living in now, but what you used to live in. And I remember as the kids were getting to be teenagers, I thought, oh, four adults are going to live here soon, you know, like, cause they're all going to be adult size. So as your husband is jumping on board, are you just saying, oh, we're supposed to do the closet this week? Or is he actually watching the videos with you and going through the planner and things like that?
I just watched him myself. Many of the times he was in the room listening to the videos, but it was more like, okay, here we're doing the closet. This is what we do. And so he just would be like, okay, and jump in and start. He was a huge help in the kitchen. He tends to cook more. I don't really cook. Right. So it was getting rid of all the gadgets that I had to have for some reason. Since I don't cook, I don't know why I had to have them, but
yes, I could totally relate to that as well. So what do you feel like you have more of now that you started to get organized? What do you have more of and what do you have less of?
We have more time for sure. And it's nice because we can come home and we don't feel like we have to clean or declutter something. For probably the last 2 years, it's been, we'll come home. Okay. What are we going to declutter tonight? Because the stuff was just overwhelming, and it's kind of like, oh, we can come home, sit down for a minute, breathe. We have just less stuff, and we still have a little ways to go. We have a hot mess room to deal with, which is basically a hallway, but.
And what do you wish that you'd known sooner?
I think what I really wish I'd known sooner was the paper, the Sunday basket, because I have been on and off a professional organizer and organizing my whole life. I love it. I go to people's houses and I'm like, this is the, you know, I get excited and they think I'm crazy, but I have never, ever been able to do paper. I have tried everything under the sun, the, you know, the Container Store colored coded filing system. And I just never found anything that dealt with my paper. And that has just saved me and made me look very efficient with my time and very organized, when sometimes I am still very laid back personality, just having everything in that Sunday box, knowing where it's at and knowing and having all my paper just in one area.
I hear that from a lot of professional organizers, like a lot of professional organizers will join our certification program because they totally know how to organize homes and storage units as you do, but they were never taught, nor can they find a good resource on a paper management system that the clients can maintain. So they could go in and set something up that's going to look beautiful when they leave, but it's not functional and not maintainable. And so a lot of people join just for that paper piece, exactly what you were talking about.
It really is. And I also, I second guess myself on starting my business because I always see the Pinterest perfect organized spaces. And when I started listening to you, I'm like, yes, function. That's what I'm giving people. I'm not going to give them the Pinterest perfect. You have little cute boxes. You put eight little things in, but your space is going to be usable when I'm done. And that's what, when I'm going through the 100-day program, I'm like, the space is usable. It's functional. And that's what I've loved about the whole process.
And as a professional organizer, you have so many unique points of view that others don't. Like I often say, if you're going to hire a professional organizer, if you're going to hire a coach, find somebody who's gone through what you're going through and they're on the other side. So you understand what it's like to have little kids and teenage kids at the same time. You understand what it's like to bring, you know, to create a blended family, to merge two households, to take two households and go into a smaller space. And those are all things that I really couldn't speak to, moving into a smaller house or blending households or having two different groups of children in my house. I can help you get organized, but I wouldn't be able to empathize and understand as much as you would in the house with one of your clients that are going through something similar. Have you found that to be helpful as well?
It has. I think so, because I can, you know, I know how all the baby clutter just clutters right now. And then you have teenagers. So you have people that you have razors in the bathroom that have to be somewhere that the toddlers can't get them. It's all those things that sometimes, oh, you can't put that there. You have toddlers. So even sometimes I forget, I'm an old mom. I'm 42. So I feel old to have toddlers, but yeah, it's been an experience for sure. And it is very helpful to have different, walks of life. You know, I would almost feel like if someone, you know, I've helped organize my mom. So I've done it all, but it is very helpful when you've been through it.
So what's your next step?
My next step is to, we're going through the 100-day again to just find a, kind of finish some things off. Again, we'll have to do it several times because we've got the little ones. And then working on growing my business and hoping, I did the paper certification, so then I'm hoping to do the whole kit and caboodle soon, probably within the next year. I'd like to do that, so.
That'd be awesome. We can't wait to see you here in Cincinnati. And what area of the country do you live in if people want to try to find you?
So I'm in Oregon, in the middle of Oregon, Bend, Oregon, West Coast.
Okay. So, and you're in the Sunday Basket Certification Program, correct?
Yes. So I'm on the website and all that.
So you could just find her on the website. You can find Stacy there. And what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out? They're like, okay, Stacy, I'm going to get started. What should I do?
I think the biggest, I have two things. One is start slow. I was just organizing a client the other day, her linen closet, and I could tell she was getting overwhelmed. And I said, we're just on sheets right now. That's all we're going to focus on is just the sheets. And that really says, like, okay, I can do sheets. That, you know, I'm not looking at the whole closet. I'm just doing sheets. And that was, I've walked into those rooms where you look at it and you walk right out and shut the door and go, nope, can't do it. And so I just really, one box at a time, and okay with repacking that box that had random stuff in it that you don't know what to do with, and just moving on, repack it and move on to the next one. And then you can go deal with all that other weird random stuff at the end. And then the second thing that I think we all struggle with is the cost of things. Oh, I spent all this money on stuff.
Yep.
And I've had, you know, struggle with weight issues my whole life. And I had three sizes down, three sizes up because I'd paid for it and all this stuff. And I finally got rid of all those clothes. And not once since I've done that have I thought, oh, I miss those clothes. I paid for them.
So good.
It was such a weight lifted off me. And I did it in my bathroom with makeup stuff and skincare. I just got rid of it and I never thought of it again. But when I had it there, every time I walked into a closet, every time I walked in the bathroom, all I thought was, wow, look at you. You spent all this money on this stuff you're not even using. And it's just deflating, defeating all of it. And so getting rid of all that was just a huge stress off me. And I'm lighter. I may not be physically lighter, but I'm emotionally lighter.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. Like all that negative backtalk that's just going on inside of our head because we visually see an item. It's amazing when that leaves, like all that backtalk leaves with the physical item.
It really does, because I have people tell me, no, I'll still think about it. And because I've done it, I'm like, you really don't. I don't even, like when I get my spring clothes out, it used to be like, oh, here's my, you know, my size that I'll never wear. It's like, oh, here's my spring clothes. Oh, I love wearing this. And it's just, it's amazing how freeing it truly is. And I think that's one thing that I, with clients and family members I've helped organize, they just get, it's almost debilitating. They get stuck on that and they can't move on. And they're keeping themselves from having that space. And that's why I'm like, get your bigger picture. What's your bigger picture? You have to focus on that because otherwise you will let your stuff control you.
And Stacy, I started my organization journey when I was 40, and that's when I started my professional organization business, and now I'm 47, so you're 42. And what I would say now is that my taste at 47 is much different than it was at 40. And so even if you're holding on to those clothes or those beauty products or whatever, like there could be new clothes and beauty products and different furniture that you could buy in your house 3 or 4 years from now when you're ready for that and when you are that, you know, new iteration of yourself. The new iteration of yourself doesn't need to fit in the clothes 10 years ago that fit you at that size. You're going to want new clothes that fit you at this size, or new, apparently Sephora comes out with new stuff like all the time. Like, this whole makeup thing is new to me. I started it just a couple of years ago beyond lipstick and blush. And I can't believe how much makeup stuff I have. And every time I go in there, I'm like, okay, the problem is of the day is this. And they show me all of these different options. And I try a couple. And now there are beauty products that I use that I didn't even know existed months ago. And now I love them. If you're not using it now, like it's a sample or something that you have, and you're not using it now, what makes you think that a couple of years from now, you'll be like, oh, I'm so glad I held on to this makeup from 4 years ago that I got when I was walking through Target because now's the time I want to try it. No, you're never going to be more excited about it after it's been sitting in your drawer for 4 years than you were when you were in the store buying it. So if you aren't using it, you're probably never going to use it.
No, and especially with weight, you lose weight. You want to buy new stuff. Yeah. I also have done Creative Memories, another kindred thing we have in common. And I just took out some stickers. I'm actually selling so much of my stuff because I'm like, when I get into it again,
exactly,
I'm going to want to buy new stuff. I'm not going to use the old stickers, old albums. So, which is helping, making a little cash.
I would tell you to keep the old albums. So our photo program is going to use Creative Memories supplies. I am partnering with Creative Memories. I'm super excited about that. But I did the same thing. I got rid of all my old Creative Memories stickers and things like that as well. All the embellishments, because they change. I kept my pages, page protectors, paper, and my cutters. And yeah, then I buy new paper and embellishments as they come out. So keep the things that are basics and then mm-hmm. add on. I only buy stickers now and decorative paper when I'm doing an album. I don't have a stockpile of it anymore.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm like, I don't need this stockpile, because it is, you see new things, you want new things, and it's just things get old. Still, I mean, I had stickers that I would never use again.
Yes. Yes. And we had, if you did Creative Memories back in the day, mm-hmm. how many of you used 18,000 different pieces of ivy? Like, I don't ever need to add ivy to another scrapbook page for the rest of my life. I have whole albums of only ivy. I'm just telling you. If you're like, what is she talking about? That's okay. There are like 3,000 people laughing right now because they're like, oh, the ivy, the historic ivy. And then you ask, anyway, I won't go down that rabbit trail. But Stacy and I are really reminiscing right now about our Creative Memories experience. But it did. I got to the point where I was going to do my scrapbooks, and I do my scrapbooks, and I was like, oh, I wanted to go get some new paper, but I can't because I already have all this old, and I would keep doing my albums with all the old stuff because I already bought it. When it's, I mean, after you make 100 albums, it's really a crafting project. It's not, classify this as the historical portion of our family. It is. I write all the stories down, but let's just be honest. I'm doing a craft project.
Yes.
And when I'm doing a craft project, I want to go spend $20 on paper and stickers. And I do. And I love it.
So yeah, that I'm still working on that. My craft room area, I don't have a room. I have a shelf. So it is like, okay, I've got to get this maintained. And I'm excited about your new program. I can't wait to hear all about it, because I haven't scrapbooked in a while. Just trying. Well, I have little babies. That's not a shocker, but.
Yes. Just keep taking the photos. That's all you need to do is keep taking the photos. Well, Stacy, this has been awesome. Is there anything else you want to add or share before we go?
I don't think so. I just, people just get on the Facebook group too. Get the 100 day. You won't regret it. I just really feel like having the extra help, even if you feel like you're doing it, even me being a professional organizer, it is nice to hear other people have the same things. Or if you get stuck, I love the Facebook group. It's like, what do I do with this shelf here? I can't figure it out. And then everybody dives in and helps each other out. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great group of people, and you won't feel alone. There's others of us out there.
Yes. Totally love the community aspect. Stacy, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. It was a pleasure talking to you and meeting you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.